Bossman Radio. Kick, Bossman in the band. Live from the Peach Pit in historic Brewton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning, happy Friday Eve, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd in first thing this morning. I guess everybody thinks our special guest are going to be on here with us this morning, Ken.
Well, I mean, where is he?
He'll be here.
I mean, they said he would... Somebody said he was going to be here. Man, look at that. There's a good crowd in this
good
morning.
Good crowd in this morning. Good morning, Lance McKenzie. Elisa Hardin in also. Good morning, Elisa. JP, the coach. Rodney Williams at Hot Rod. Good morning, Rodney. Stan Whitehead, Ray Stewart, Stephen Dollahite, Monica Williams, grading all in. Jesse James in. Good morning, Jesse. Tracy Miller, Manasco, Cindy Fleming in. Good morning, Cindy. D. Powell, Donna Weaver, MC Nelson in as well. Daniel Smith, Trent Davidson, one of my guys. Good morning, Trent. There he is, Mike Walker. Good morning, Walker. Pam Driscoll in is also. Good morning, Retro Joiner. Sisters in. Whitney Boyd. Good morning, Whitney.
Morning, Whitney.
Congratulations once again to Townsend picking up some more hardware.
That's right.
Hal Whitman in. Hazel in. Sarge, you. Everybody. The whole family in. Good morning, Booker. Good morning, Lou. And welcome
Manasco
to Thursday's edition of the Family Reunion, the Feel Good Show.
Manasco going to be in with us first thing in the morning.
I ate with Manasco yesterday. He hooked me. He put a picture of the meatloaf on Facebook yesterday, and that's what I went and got.
Good morning, Kathy Mack. Eli, there's your guy.
My guy, Eli Cook, Coach Cook, doing big things at MA.
Kathy Mack and Nola.
Good morning, Kathy.
The Big Easy this morning. Good morning over there, John Commander. Good Lord, I'll tell you, my feed's running so fast, I can't keep up with. There's Aunt B.
Good morning, Aunt B.
Aunt B, are you responsible for that video, that Private Eyes video that's come out? Have we found out the source of that video yet?
You know, it was 3 years ago. I really don't know. I don't know how he got his hands on it. That was at Friday Night Lights, and me and Booker and Mary Brown and Lee Nager all kind of started off together, finished at different times, but I don't know how Burnham got that video. I really don't.
I don't know how he did either.
Good morning, Megan. Good morning, Freddie Whitfield. Good morning, Freddie. Hope everything's going your way.
Big Fred, what's going on?
Beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning here in B-Town. We are anxiously awaiting Cobra Kai, Tony Burnham, and his son, Mitt. Mitt hopefully has maybe some Elvis impersonations on deck for us.
Aunt B said no, wasn't her. It was somebody.
It was somebody.
I'm going to tell you right now, it was somebody for sure.
Good morning, Jonna.
I'm not sure who it was, but it was somebody that was standing. And here's the thing, man, you look right at them. If you look at that video, you looked right at them.
I remember crossing, one of the young ladies handed me a towel, a complimentary towel. And I just don't remember seeing anybody there with a camera, but obviously somebody was.
Well, I can tell you, there was somebody there with a camera because you looked directly at it. Directly. I mean, straight at the camera. I watched that video several times.
Well, it was 3 years ago, but I certainly don't remember anybody being there.
Well.
But it was. I mean, somebody was.
There's the Blade. Good morning, Blade. Logan Winston. Good morning, Logan. Butcher. The man, the myth, the legend.
Wait, Booker.
Yeah. Book said it wasn't her. I will tell you, somebody with the real Slim Shady, please step up. It was somebody. I'm not sure who it was.
Bubba Crutchfield in as well. Good morning, Bubba. Logan Williamson also. Good morning, Logan.
I'm not sure who it was, but there's Happy. Charles Happold in. Good morning, Happy.
Good morning, Charles. Good morning, Ryan Kennedy. Ryan in also. Good morning, Ryan.
Ron, good morning. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that thing was taken at, but it was taken from somewhere.
Did you see the new movie that's going to be released this May?
Man. Listen, here's the thing. Do you realize that's coming out on YouTube?
I saw that.
It's not going to be in like theaters. It's going to be on YouTube.
Has that been done before? Has YouTube done
Yeah. They're getting in the whole Netflix and all that kind of stuff, you know, so yeah, they're doing the same kind of thing. Yep. Elisa, Wharf Boat and Yacht Show starts today through Sunday. If you're down that way, stop in at the market at the wharf and see Elisa and Jason and Try some of that. I'll tell you what.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of that stuff she sent up here to us was fantastic. So try it out. Check him out. Go see him. T-Bone's in. He's just missing in action. He's MIA.
He wants to make a grand appearance, yeah, I'm sure.
It's just him being a bully. What movie? Tell Aunt B about the movie being made, DJ.
The Karate Kid, 34 years later.
Is a car dealer.
Is a car dealer.
Daniel, that was what was so classic about that.
Johnny is opening up another Cobra Kai dojo. It appears he's been a little down on his luck after taking his whipping in the tournament in the Valley.
It would appear that way.
And yes. He is bringing Cobra Kai Karate back. And Daniel, I think, said something along the lines, not on his watch. And somewhere, I guess they mix it up at some point. He was strapping on his gear like he meant business.
And I will tell you, though, I said that is not Ralph Macchio.
And it is.
And Jesse James told me, yes, it is. I said, it's not. There's no way. That doesn't look like Ralph Macchio. And she pulled it up and looked, and it's Ralph Macchio. I mean, we've got the Karate Kid part, whatever you want to call it, coming back. And I can't wait to see it. I'll tell you what, we may have a screen. What we ought to do.
We ought to get Connie to set up the big screen.
Set up the big screen downtown at the park. And that's what we ought to do.
And if I'm not cleared by April 7th, which I'm expected to be, but if I'm not, maybe we can have the race prior to that showing.
I've already handled that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've made sure you're going to be cleared. So you ain't got to worry about that. I went home and studied up on the medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
And found out a few things about that. So there's Jersey Rick in. Kim Cotton Britton. Good to see you this morning, Kim. There's Wheezy.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Wheezy.
Lee Graves, wasn't me. If memory serves correct, DJ sprinted the last mile and finished up in front with the Nelson girls. We were a couple minutes behind.
Team DJ, I love it. And you are correct. We were tit for tat coming down the home stretch. I beat two of them, but one of them, I think, got me.
The Nelson girls. I'm sure it was that national champion.
No, I got her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's strong right there.
I got her. It was one of the other ones.
I mean, that's pretty strong. Good morning, Ray Nelson. Good to see you this morning. Butcher.
He's the one to talk.
Is Butcher on the fence on this deal, or is he team?
He's T-bone? Team Tony.
Is he really?
He's been put over there.
Oh,
I made that choice for him.
Okay, well.
Good morning, Flimbo. Ricky Perry playing in the snow, it looks like.
Sarah Williamson, good morning, Sarah. Joseph Jr., good morning to you, Joseph Jr.
Good morning, Joseph.
There's Miss Sonia Odom in. And listen, so I'm still, let's get back to that movie for just a second.
Okay.
So he's down on his luck a little bit. He has to get on some boys he tells them to get off a car. And all of a sudden it turns into a, are we going back into the, what was that move? The old stork move, whatever it was?
The crane.
Is that happening?
They didn't show that, but you would have to think that it makes an appearance at some point in time.
Yeah, Connie B says she can hook us up with a screen and projector. Listen, I think we should take the trailer down there. We should put up the screen, the projector, and have, what's the name? It's called Cobra Kai, is it not?
I think it's called Cobra Kai.
That's amazing that you've been talking about that, man, and all of a sudden that comes, I mean, that is just amazing. And I'm going to tell you what's even more amazing was the story you told me that yesterday after that show.
I'm telling you, I'm really in a fog. I mean, like, this is, I don't know if this is happening. I don't know if I've gone to a different zone. I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
And that's why I played what I played last night with the theme to the, look, I couldn't sit back anymore and watch these iPhone videos that were being made just over and over and over with this. Look, iPhone and iMovie on an iPhone is only going to get you so far, okay? You would think a bully the size of Burnham would know that. But yet he continues to make these videos and put them out on iMovie, on iPhone. So then he gets, you know, he thinks he's winning. And all of a sudden, bam, he gets hit in the face.
That happens.
Yeah. You remember when Wyatt Earp slapped him three times? Ask him, what's he going to do? Stand there and do something or bleed? One of the two.
And how many did he release after that?
He went actually... Radio silent for, what was it, about a month?
About a month.
He didn't have anything to say. Especially when old Buford T got out and told him that was an attention getter. So, the Death Star strikes again. That's right, Jesse J.
Good morning, Pup. Good morning, Brandon Swain. Mimi in also. Good morning, Mimi. Jody Jernigan in. Good morning, Jody. And, you know, going back to how all this is happening, and we were talking about it prior to, I almost feel like I'm in a concussed state. Because, like, I mean,
it's piling on.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I wonder if like this isn't like, you remember the Twilight Zone episode where the fourth dimension type thing where it was like an alternate universe? I wonder if that's what you're in right now.
I posted the picture of my daughter, the little video of my daughter at softball practice.
Yeah.
And I had a little caption to it that said something to the effect of, I heard the Cobra Kai's were hard time in the little girl's softball team. And right. I said, not on my watch.
Right. Right. You did.
I said, not on my watch. And here we are 48 hours later. And they released their trailer, and I think Daniel says, Cobra Kai trying to open another dojo, not on my watch.
He did.
Crazy.
Good morning, Pup. Aunt B says she thinks Tony the Tiger has pulled another one on us.
I was going to let him touch the belt.
Well, you may be right. Hey, he may have pulled another one over on us. I can't.
He won't show up April 7th either.
Oh, he, and let's see. Let's see. Hold on here.
Dan Burkhart. Good morning, Bird. Marshall Bracken. Jay Lowell all in. Keith Lisenby. Good morning, Keith. Renee Johnson in also. Good morning, Renee.
At 8:32, he was in East Bruton, Alabama.
At what time?
8:32.
He could be lost.
So that means he can't be far from here.
He's going by the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I forgot he's got to get his couple meals in before he comes in. You reckon he's been worked out yet? If he hadn't, he's checked in somewhere where it looks like he has.
He'll check in at Anytime Fitness or hit the YMCA before he leaves and give him a little burn in.
He'll check in Anytime Fitness, but be at Pizza Pro or Jalisco's.
That's right. Especially, and it's not really.
Especially after the whole medulla oblongata thing. And then, was it J Law? Said, is that anything like the frittata?
Yeah. What did your research tell you about the medulla oblongata?
It did say it was a rare, very rare, psychological. I don't know if it was necessarily a disease, but it did say, it was a very rare psychological event that can happen from a scarring at some time in your past, and it can just creep up all of a sudden.
But it takes 30 plus years.
Well, yeah,
that's what I was told by my doctor.
It can be incubated. That's what we found. So, what Butcher's saying here, they're watching every move with the iPhone, DJ. You should have stuck with the flipper. Well, maybe. I mean, I watched Burnham's every move on an iPhone for at least a year. If you remember, he kept trying to post videos and couldn't. I wonder why.
That's strange how that happens.
He come in the Death Star popping off that night thinking he was being funny. I said, type in this password right here.
It's not really Tony that we're looking forward to visiting with today. It's Mitt. Yeah. Mitt's the people's choice. We want Mitt in here. And
you care less about Burnham coming.
Let him do his deal.
I mean, it's great that he is, but, it's caused by mixtape rejection.
Man.
Hey, see-through cassette tape.
I tell you, you put yourself out there and it goes bad. It hurts, man. It hurts.
Oh, man. I that was good. I have to give a...
To have been planned out to the detail that I had it planned it, it did not...
Well, you said it best. And I'm going to say it. Forever meant more to you than it did to other people.
We had a different understanding of the word. That's for sure.
Is that not the case?
Had a different understanding of the word.
I mean, when you give somebody, when you care enough to make a mixtape and the first song on the mixtape is from the Karate Kid, no less, and no less the Glory of Love. I mean, that kind of set the tone for the mixtape right there, didn't it?
That was it.
What was next?
There was no net. There was one.
Oh, so it was one song.
It was not a mixtape. Wow. There was a song.
So when y'all went to Wheels and Thrills,
when all the words have been
and
said,
that song came on. Yeah. It was you. It was just you and that other person.
Yeah.
Look right here. Elvis is in the building.
My guy, come on in here.
Elvis is in the building. Here he is.
Come on in and pull up them.
Mitchell Burnham.
There he is. Mitt.
Elvis, my man. What is going on?
Mitt, this is going to be your mic
pull
right
up,
here, buddy.
Pull up to that microphone where you can talk. No, you can sit right there. Pull up. Yeah, you
jump a little closer, buddy. There you go.
There you go.
I love it. Look at the collar. I saw your performance at the restaurant the other night. Like you had a good time.
Yeah, I do.
What's your favorite Elvis song? If you had to pick one.
Proud Mary.
Oh, yeah?
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Are you going to perform for us here today at any point in time? Maybe?
Yeah.
Your daddy? Where's your daddy?
He's still sitting in the car.
Is he eating? Is he really working out as much as he says he is?
Yeah, he is.
I'll tell you what he's out there doing. He's out there posting another video. Is that what he's out there doing? Okay. I think you're covering for him, Elvis.
How's the how'd the softball go with your sister?
Good.
They're pretty good, aren't they? What grade are you in, Mitt?
Second.
Slide his mic to the side. Point it toward where the camera can see his face. There you go. Okay. Here's the bully himself.
There he is.
Come on in here.
The Cobra Kai.
The Cobra Kai himself has finally come in. You know. Hey. Hazel, you're always funny.
Don't you make me do it.
Yeah, man, you sit here because I don't know what I need to sit by here.
You need to sit right here.
Yeah.
Not you, Mitchell.
You get right there by Uncle DJ.
You get by Uncle DJ. Let the bulldog come over here and sit down.
Yes, sir. That's getting real.
Yeah.
Sorry, we were where I live now, there's not a lot of log trucks and two lane roads.
You forgot about that.
Yeah, so the whole log truck equation.
Kind of like the hometown has kind of forgot about you.
They have.
Is it that? I'll tell you what, though. I'll commend you on one thing.
I'll let Team DJ mess about maybe six.
I got to commend you on where you came up with that video from of crossing the finish line. That was good.
Oh.
And it's also mysterious.
That was good. But I'm going to tell you something.
Your team's in this morning, by the way. Yeah. Youngblood's in.
They're here.
McKenzie's in.
They're here.
Some of the finest.
Hayeswood's in.
Look at that.
Neil Jackson's in.
Miss Sandy English. Hi, Miss Sandy. Good morning, Miss Sandy.
Your team's in.
Finest fellas.
Full force.
They're here for you, man. They're here
me
for
too.
You.
Me too. Good.
Okay. You got to do what you got to do. I understand, but thanks for the picture.
There's people wanting tales of the tape.
Jay Lowell's in. Pup's in. Yeah.
There's people wanting tales of the tape and all this kind of stuff.
You put it in.
You know, all this kind of stuff. We've got some scales back here. We can get the tail of the tape going, but this is much more so about Mitchell coming in. I want to know this. I want to know about how you got up and owned Peg Leg Pete's the other night.
Owned it.
I mean, and I'll tell you, DJ pointed it out, which he didn't have to point it out. You can watch it and see. He knew just exactly when to get them hips going and doing that deal, just exactly when.
He's a natural.
I was convinced if he had a scarf to wipe his face with and thrown it out there, the first three or four ladies right there would have passed out. They would have just fell out.
He has that.
They probably would have tackled me.
Hey, that would have been great if they had it.
Well, I can tell you certainly his dad never had that problem.
Oh, man.
He's a little natural at it. He's a little natural. And a lot of people ask me, gosh, how did I don't know if they can hear me. I may not be close enough.
Come on, there you go.
How did he get on Elvis? And I probably told you all this story, but we were going somewhere, I think one of his sister's ball games several years ago.
You were bringing me home from school.
Good morning, Lily Jones.
We were somewhere.
Is Barbara Burnham in?
Is she? Hey, Mom. Yeah. And Elvis was on the satellite radio, and he heard it. And he's like, wow, who is this? And I started telling him about it. He's like, he's pretty good. Is he still alive or something like that? I'm like, no, he's passed away. And so he got on YouTube and found him and found I think it was like the 69 concerts once or something when he was out in Las Vegas when he was wearing the The white suit?
No, the leather jumpsuit.
Leather jumpsuit. Okay. Yeah, that was a, yeah. You tell them. You tell them what you did after that.
I watched him for a long time, and I did a lot of research on him. And then I finally got a suit.
Yeah, and then you got two suits now, though, don't you?
Yeah. But they're both the same, and one's tore up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if your daddy won't fix that, have that tore up suit fixed for you, let us know, because I think one day we will be say that we're attached to you in some shape, form, or fashion, and we want you to remember us when you make it big.
So. Do you know how to sign your name in cursive yet? I got something I need you to sign here. Just to can you make an X?
You want to say we were at Margaritaville Hotel last behind the beach and all that stuff, and came in and was eating and all this kind of stuff, and so. There was a. Do you remember the lady's the bartender's name? What her name was? Did you say you want to say hey to? It's Jorian. You may want to say hey to her. She said she was going to have her and all her friends watch. So Mitchell was down in Margaritaville making friends
making
with
friends.
The yeah.
Well, I know where
the ladies down there.
I know where he gets that from.
Yeah, he's a natural at that too.
I know where he gets that from.
Look at here.
That's Miss English. Did you get all
those tapes?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Just like, we will. Good to see you, Miss Andy. Yes, ma'am.
Mitchell's got more doggone fans, and I mean,
Miss Sandy has given him some Elvis stuff and CDs with I don't know how many songs were on it. So Miss Sandy's a big Elvis fan too, and she said next time she saw you, she was gonna come give you a hug and a kiss. So
I'm waiting on Mitt's official Facebook page to start up.
He's got a YouTube. We hadn't really been active on his YouTube. Do you remember?
Yes, Mitt Burnham.
Is it Mitt Burnham?
What I'm saying is, do you know how many people are making millions of dollars a year in Vegas? They can't perform like he does. He's better than they are. I will be honest with you. He even looks like Elvis did when Elvis was a kid.
The picture you posted when he was a kid was crazy.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
That was crazy.
Yeah. I had no idea. That's part of the research that he was doing.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And he found it. And when that picture popped up, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I put it on Facebook, and a lot of people were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. But Elvis, you want to tell him about Elvis's hair? Tell him.
Oh. Well, when Elvis was, he went to the army. His hair was black. Well, it was blonde when he was a teenager, but he dyed it black when he went to the army. And they wouldn't let him dye it black when he was in the army. So when he got back from the army, his hair was blonde.
I did not know that.
His natural hair color is what color?
Blonde.
Wow.
It was blonde when he was little, and it's sandy blonde. And there's actually, you can tell him about the picture that's in Graceland. Talk to him. You can do it.
There's a picture in Graceland. It's like when you come down the staircase, there's this picture of him holding a bike rim, and his natural hair color is blonde.
Wow. I swear to you, I did not know that. I called myself an Elvis fan, and I did not know that.
He had just gotten out of the army. And they had not let him dye his hair. And he did a promotional shoot. And where was that? Where was it at? They were doing that? Anyway, some DJ rode his bike from, it was in Texas, remember? And some DJ rode his bike as a stunt across Texas. And he and Elvis were going to meet there. And so if you ever go on the Graceland tour and you come into the foyer and they won't let you go up the stairs, but right there at the stairs, you'll see Elvis. And it's only kind of a partial picture of him. And a lot of people think he's standing there with his hand on the back of a chair, but it's actually a bicycle rim that he's holding. That DJ had rode, and he'd take it off and he presented it to him, because I think he rode across Texas or something like that.
Hashtag so. Mitt's on fire.
Mitt's officially taken over the show.
Yeah, he has
all time high on viewers.
Right, Ryan Kennedy says viewership is up because of Mitchell.
Well, I have no doubt about that.
I want to know this, Mitt. How many phone numbers did you get the other night at Peg Leg Peace?
About 29 pictures like that, and 29
About 29 pictures. There you go. Yeah. I wanted the guy singing to just shut up and let him. He was singing the song better than the guy was. I mean, he was.
Those guys were awesome, though.
No, they
loved Elvis. Right. I mean, they loved Mitchell getting out there and doing it, too. And so, we had a we stayed there and danced and our whole little travel ball team and Mitchell and all the siblings and coaches and parents, we shut Peg Leg Pete's down. It was fun.
You want to watch this too, because there's people giving Bubba, you shout outs.
Bubba Crutchfield says, good morning, Hank Lachlan and Mitt. This is actually Burnham here with us this morning, but I'm sure Lachlan will appreciate that as well.
Bubba. You're exactly right, Matt Carter. You're exactly right.
Is at some point Mitt going to dye his hair black and grow sideburns down
Please
and that kind of thing?
Him. He wants the sideburns back. He wants the sideburns
Those
back.
Those chops down there.
Yeah. He convinced me. I kind of liked him. He had long hair, and I kind of liked that long blonde hair he had. And if y'all go to his YouTube thing, you'll see a lot of his hair is longer. He looks different.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I think when he had his little... Yeah. Motorcycle,
yeah.
With that black jacket on.
Yeah, that's when he was going through his grease phase.
Yeah. He was a T-Bird.
Don't go back down that road. Not today.
But he wanted to believe about that. It's just one big loop. It really is.
It is.
It's like trends and fashions, music. It all comes back around. But yeah, he wanted me to.
Good morning, Kathy.
He wanted me to cut his hair like Elvis
Josh
was
Godwin.
When Elvis was in
Father Ted in,
and so we shaped it up and done it so he can style it like Elvis.
One of your biggest fans, Father Ted Jennings, in this morning.
Team Burnham's in, man.
Absolutely.
Team Tony's all
Absolutely.
In.
I mean,
they have showed up in rare form this morning to support Team T-Bone.
Well, any man smart enough to run this city is smart enough to know what team to be on. That's the way I look at it, Ken.
I'm going to tell you something. The fact that you're working out four times a day is impressive.
Well, I'm sacrificing for you because I should be in the gym right now.
Well, I asked Mitt. Well, he said you were sitting in the car. So he's out there. Is he putting up another video?
I was finishing my icy.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I didn't want to bring it in here because I knew DJ would probably go into a diabetic coma. Yeah.
He has an icy float. He puts that on top of a honey bun.
All right. So there's Mama Burn. Well, Mitt's mama burned him in this morning.
Mama's in there. Say hey to Mama.
Hey, Mom.
How about that Edgewood softball team? Had a lot of ball in a short period of time, did they not?
Yeah, we did. I can't remember. I think it was, what's the team that in Mobile that?
Milton? Oh, Mobile.
Cottrell coach is at?
Mobile Christian?
Yeah, I think they were supposed to be in it, and they dropped out. They had a bunch of injuries and dropped out. And so we actually picked up and played two or three more games than what we were supposed to. Like Saturday, we played back to back to back. I mean, with like 15-minute break in between. And we played Milton and, faced that girl that's going to
They've
Arkansas.
Got one really celebrated player. I know they may have several, but I know they have one that's really, really good.
Yeah, we faced that. In the first game, we faced her. I think her name's Robertson or something. She's signed with Arkansas.
Everything she's been propped up to be?
Yeah. She's got a nasty little drop ball. And their catcher's going to Ole Miss or something like that. Shortstop's going to Southern Miss. They're legit, and she's legit. But Mary Michael squared off against her that first game, and we were lucky enough to put some hits together and wound up beating them 8-1.
Well, great.
But then she came back and beat us in the championship game 4-2.
Okay.
I won't blame the umpires, but.
You won't blame them.
Coach Mark Sigrist, who's a lot like I am, I really like the way he handles the girls and coaches them, and no snowflakes on that team. They are a tough bunch. DJ wouldn't make this team.
Speaking of snowflakes.
But he got kicked out of that game because of that call, and we wound up losing in 8 innings.
Wow.
Yeah, it cost 3 runs.
Wow. Speaking of challenges.
Yes.
We got a little small challenge here. I have a small challenge here this morning. That
no,
we're gonna get this thing cranked up and see if we can.
No,
you, DJ, or Mitt, which one can stay in long enough without having to drink anything? There's no drinking allowed.
Is this hot stuff?
No hot. This is called the Bean Boozled Challenge.
I'm down.
I'm
in it.
No spicy. But let me read what's in this bag. Okay.
All right.
Now they're jelly beans.
Oh, these are the flavor. Okay.
Okay. Spoiled milk.
Out.
It gets worse.
Dead fish. boogers, barf, stinky socks.
You get a bunch of those, you're in it, ain't you, DJ?
Coconut, strawberry, banana smoothie, juicy pear, peach, tutti frutti, rotten eggs, canned dog food, toothpaste, moldy cheese, lawn clippings, buttered popcorn, chocolate pudding, berry blue, caramel corn, and lime.
Can I just volunteer to take the dog food?
Is that real?
This is real.
That's real.
This is real.
Have you tried them?
I can tell you, there. If you get a bad one, you're going to know it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do it.
I'll go third.
I'll go last. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
I'll probably get the one that's
you pick one.
Dead finger.
You pick one. Then we're going to let Mitchell pick one, and we're going to let DJ pick one.
I've got to think that.
You better tell him what happens if you try to just to swallow it, not chew it.
You can't swallow it whole. If you do, it's going to go in your stomach.
I think it has a worse reaction.
It reacts differently.
Get the one that looks worse.
It's going to give you the sour stomach for the rest of the day.
Wait, we need all the details up front before we decide.
You got to chew it up.
So you got to chew it.
You got to chew it up, yes.
What I'm thinking is, if I grab the one that looks the most appealing, it's probably going to be the worst one.
You've already overthought it.
I can't tell you. I don't know.
And now you're trying to confuse me and send me back the other way.
So mine's a Jedi.
They're probably all like dog poo,
and y'all just loaded them up.
I'm
gonna take the brown one. I'm down with brown. Ready?
Okay. We got to all do it at the same time. Mitt, you pick yours. Now, DJ, you pick yours.
Mitt, just hand me one.
We'll put that on the table and grab another one.
Two-second rule's in good. He's good.
All right. Yes,
DJ. He's tough.
You can give that one to DJ. The one you drop on the floor, give it to DJ.
Give me the one on the floor. I'll take the one on the floor.
DJ don't care.
I'll take the one on the floor.
All right.
Whoa.
All right. So.
Well, I just saw it, Jessica. Thank you. A little too late.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I got a bad one.
Right, mine's not too bad. Don't drink it.
I got a bad one.
I think Burnham did too.
I'm the only one. Good luck.
Hey,
don't get the brown.
Don't get the one on the floor.
Oh my gosh! Floor.
I think it's a dead fish. Does anybody have a bob laying around here anywhere? Something.
Don't read those flavors again, because I don't even want to know what that was.
It's god awful. What'd you get, Mitt?
I don't know, but...
Oh, my
word. It wasn't that good.
Dog food.
I got the dead fish. There's no doubt.
You got the fish?
I got dead fish.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Goodness gracious.
Was it that bad?
I got a dead fish. I can taste it in my mouth right now. Can you still taste yours?
Uh-huh. I got caramel corn.
It's in mine's in my sciences.
My God.
I got caramel corn.
What a great day to start
tonight. And it's the cheap dog food, too.
Man.
All right,
it's not the Alpo.
I didn't advance to the second round. I got a bad one, right?
No. We're going to have...
No, you got to keep it down.
We're going to have three to four rounds here.
Okay.
Is there any reason why you're not playing?
Yeah, because I'm moderating. Because
he's got to talk.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
God, I'm so scared now.
Mitt, you're not handing me another one. I'll pick my own poison this time. God damn it. I can't remember the color of the one I had.
Well, I'm not going to go with the worst looking one. DJ. The worst looking one theory is not going to hear.
God, that's a so
bad. You can not hear me, Mitt.
Tori, do you want to play? This is terrible. That was terrible. I'll tell you, that was dead fish. If I get another one, I'll puke right here. If it's another dead fish, I will.
My word.
God.
Pick you one, Mitt.
Sarge, you said hashtag DJ out.
Terrible, man. I mean, just absolute. I'm going to crank me a couple more out here. I don't like
the choices. I did tell the flavors.
I don't like the choices I have.
That's part of the game.
I'm going to tell you. If you have a weak stomach, I might would log off, because this is a dead fish. It's going to get messy up here.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Chew it up.
God. And it's stuck. I can't even get it. God.
You can't spit it out.
Who? No.
Who makes this? Is it Mattel?
I don't know who makes it. It's peanut and gluten free.
I thought you said there were some good ones in there. Well, there's no way we'd have six of them. They all six be bad. What'd you get?
Of all the times we need your big stupid water jug, you don't bring it. Oh, that tasted like DJ's locker used to smell at the stadium. That had to be the socks.
You tasted the socks.
The crazy thing about it is how when you take that first bite and it gets in your sinuses.
God.
And it's there. So I've got like dog food.
I'm moderating, but that's why.
And wet, nasty, stinky athletic apparel. Sock or whatever that was. What was that?
I don't know.
I want to see what I just had too.
I can't remember the one I have because it's so bad.
I think that was rotten egg. It tasted like a wet. No, it was stinky socks. There it is. I see it now. Goodness gracious. You remember what the locker room used to smell like whenever it would, and big musty and moldy?
These are made by Jelly Belly.
Well, that's.
Yeah.
They used to make good yogurt.
Okay, so the dog biscuit from Paul's Cross.
David Jennings Enterprises?
It may be. I don't know.
I was just assuming that
the dog biscuit
just a natural
was 3,000 times better than that.
Okay, look. So, all three are still in here without drinking anything. I'm impressed. I can't lie.
I'm just going on guts right now. I can tell you that.
Round three.
God.
You mean to redo them again?
Or I need a coconut. I never wanted some coconut so bad.
I can actually smell them. Okay. I can smell it right here. Whatever's in there is nasty.
Oh, I can smell it too.
Golly. I'm like actually scared to pick it now. I really am.
I want coconut so bad I can't stand it.
I'm definitely gonna take this one.
I'm gonna go home and brush my teeth.
I mean, neither one of them.
Terrible.
The first time.
That's
week.
Just terrible.
Hey man, this is it. Just
Where'd
is
you get
what
this?
It is. This is something Jessica and Kinsley brought home, and
thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, yeah,
and Kinsley.
Thanks.
No, I ain't scared. I just got to be able to talk.
God, I don't.
No, you just get one. Just one.
I've had them. I've done it, so I can't lie to you.
Are you sure there's good ones in here, though,
yeah,
somewhere?
There's good ones.
You've got to get a good one.
Are you ready?
I got the white one, Jesse. Is that what I needed to get?
Are you ready?
No, you can't help him, JJ.
Three, two, one, hit it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm out. Wow.
DJ's out. He's out. He's a spit out on the table. Burnham is still in. Mitt's still in. If this is any indication of what the 109 is going to be.
No, don't eat the white one. Don't eat the white one. Do not eat the white one. Seriously.
Come here and smell my breath.
No.
God. Come here and smell my breath.
No. Oh.
God.
Oh, my gracious.
Oh. Ow.
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
I'm just going to get my belt and go home. That's horrible.
Listen.
Golly, that's horrible.
If this is any indication as to what's going to happen to the 109, DJ, you're in trouble.
Oh, he's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Oh, this is horrible.
Well, I'm fixing to lose 10 pounds, I can tell you that.
What was that? I don't even know what that begins to taste like.
Don't eat the white one, seriously.
Don't eat the white and red one.
DJ, come around that corner a little bit where you're getting that camera. Yeah, come on around.
Don't eat the white one. If you ever play this game, don't eat the white one.
That was either. I just had barf or rotten egg.
I think I had to spoil milk.
I had either barf or rotten egg.
The second little crunch into it, it was just.
How do people come up with this? I wonder.
I don't know.
Barf.
How do you come up? What would you have to do to come up with the flavors of this? Oh my gosh!
Good morning, Willie Blue.
Yeah,
Sergeant.
Yeah,
I got.
Sergeant,
oh, my breath
Sergeant
stinks.
Said hashtag DJ out again.
I got the spoiled milk.
Come on, the dice.
So while you're a team DJ, you see what you're getting now.
Pup wants to know what's up, Burner.
My blood pressure, because this is some nasty stuff. Woo! And about to be my breakfast about to be back up.
Yeah. Thank God.
Donuts for donut. You can't do that until we're done.
I'm done. He spit. He's out.
Is you and Mitt
left?
Does anybody have chocolate milk? You got any chocolate milk?
It's Mitchell and T-Bone.
Yeah, and for those of you who are at home who think it's rigged and I let him win, do I ever let you win at anything, Mitchell? No. What you got to do, Ramaz? You got to do what? Got to earn it, right? All right.
Oh, terrible.
Here we go.
Good luck. Don't eat a white one. If you get spoiled milk, it's coming out. I promise you that. I had spoiled milk. Terrible. My God, it was terrible.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Spoiled milk or coconut?
Bubble gum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What you got?
Mine's pretty good, too.
I needed that, though. What's yours taste like?
Not good. I need to tell you that.
The boy won't eat a steak, but he'll sit here and eat jelly beans. And tastes like flatulence, and he won't eat a steak. I don't understand it.
Bubba says, high quality TV right here. Hey, listen, Bubba, it's better than a radio show. At least you're not calling it a radio show, which is what everybody calls it.
I needed that bubble gum because I was really, my mouth, you know, when you get the mouth waters and you got, it's, you know.
Mama Burns said, you Burnham boys need to brush your teeth before you come home.
Don't worry. Papa said, hey, Mia. Say Papa.
Hey, Papa.
If you get the spoiled milk, it's over. I can promise you.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, I see spoiled milk. And I see the one. And I see the other one I got last time.
All right, Burnham. So pick one, and let's see what happens.
Get the white one. The white one's great.
Get the white one.
Okay. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
This ain't right.
It's coming out.
Y'all are some sickos at the James House, I'm telling you.
I've never heard of such.
Which one are y'all throwing in the towel?
I mean, does anybody play with G.I. Joe anymore?
Are you throwing in the towel?
Yeah, this is nasty. I need a napkin.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Yeah, give me a napkin. I don't know what this one is.
Woo! I won!
So Mitchell won. Mitchell, the big winner.
Wow.
You have
his full milk?
I don't know what it was. It must have been. I don't know what it was. That was nasty.
All right, so.
Gracious, that was nasty.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll tell you what I'm ready to see
Come
now.
Come sit down, boy.
I'm ready to see some Elvis.
All right.
I'm ready to see some Elvis.
What song you want to play?
Which computer here's got? Is this one got speakers on it? It does.
You want me to bring my phone in and we can do it right there? Or?
We can pull it up right here.
I need some water.
You need some water?
Yeah. All right. Well, he going to get right here. We just need to move out of the way. Ken will probably save all this, and then there'll be a montage movie about me coming out in a week or two. I don't trust him whatsoever. Hey, and here's the other issue I've got too. I didn't complain too much Friday, but if the 109 is as rigged as the game was last Friday, then I don't have a chance. Y'all need to check tape. Y'all need to check tape.
There'll be nothing rigged about it. Step for step. Pick them up, put them down.
I mean, I love Sherry Weaver, but if you look right above her post where she put Adam's Family Value Robinson, you'll see I put Adam's Family. I beat her in by a post.
I understand on your screen it said that.
It's in black and white.
On our screen, it was different. I had the same issue with Blade. Blade sent me a screenshot where he had answered before J. Will, and I sent him one back from mine where J. Will had answered before him. It wasn't rigged.
No. Blade, you know what I'm saying then. If that happened, let's throw this out the door.
I just don't understand why they make toys like this.
That's nasty.
I mean, does anybody play with G.I. Joe? Or
I don't know, but I'm still getting the drainage. You know how you get the drainage whenever you're going to, you feel like you're getting sick? I need to get out of your way. Let me move. You're looking at that. Here. You're doing poke salad, bub.
Let me give you some room.
It'll sound too much. Yeah, sorry. You understand what I'm talking about?
Stand up just a little bit.
I'm saying that sound was.
Can we take the mic off the stand for him? Hold on a second.
Come on, miss.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Solid.
Got to stand
right on camera, bro. Straight reason I told the woman, Lord have mercy. They fall sometimes. Come down by the truck back. In this old salad. Carry it home on a post. Old salad, Annie. Annie, you just running. Everybody say it was a shame. Cause my mama wasn't working on the chain. Was raised in no count. Blame to have our back. You know what it is, big boy. There's no one else out of my truck. Folks out there. You're just running. Every night it was a shame. There's no one was working on a shame game.
Get that everywhere.
Yeah, let's see Rick and Bubba do that. The other chair, baby.
Mitchell Burnham, remember the name. His bookings start when the school get out.
Man,
too good.
That was classic, Mitt.
You tell them thank you for having you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what,
breath, Elvis.
I think that's what we were all here to see right there.
That's what we were waiting to see.
Of course, the jelly beans were fun.
No, they weren't.
Well, they're fun for you.
Tim had a great time.
They're fun for you because you didn't get to eat them.
Right. That's why I say it was so fun for me.
The spoiled milk, you have no chance of keeping it
down. I got this. Rod cheese something.
It was spoiled nasty, milk. Wasn't it, babe? We may have to go to Taco Bell and get rid of this taste, huh? Get us a breakfast burrito.
Listen, don't lie. You were going to Taco Bell anyway.
Yeah, we were. That's our fourth meal.
DJ, let's... What a great show.
We've had a great time here today. Especially want to thank Tony and Mitt for coming to be a part of it, a big part of it. Always good to have them in, have family here back in the B-Town enjoying ourselves. And want to thank all of you for joining us your first part of your morning. We're going to be back in here again tomorrow. Have a big announcement tomorrow, a big one, and we promise we're going to get to it.
Yeah, a big announcement. You need to make sure that you are in tomorrow for a huge announcement that could like change some lives, no doubt.
Team T-Bone.
This has been Drive Time. We want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Y'all have a good one. See y'all tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.